Okay. It's 7 o'clock. At this time, we'll call the meeting to order of the Summit Hill School District 161 School Board. If you would please stand to join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a very quiet crowd tonight. It didn't even have to hit the gavel. Amazing. Roll call.
Mrs. Wildeveld?
Here.
Mr. Doyle?
Here.
Mrs. Murphy?
Here.
Mrs. Lenz here. Mrs. Kenny?
Here.
Mrs. Borgens and Mr. Perros are out with notice.
Thank you. We are going to change the agenda just slightly because we have a couple of meetings and a science fair going on, and we're going to wait for the students that are being recognized to come from their meetings. So we will go on to freedom of information.
A FOIA request was made by a sales representative of a photo company for bid information. The FOIA was addressed in the appropriate time frame. That was the only FOIA request that we had.
Thank you. Do we have no public comments at this time? Letters and communications are included in the back of your board book. Consent agenda. Can I have a motion that we approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session minutes from the meeting on January 23rd, 2013, 4A1B closed session meeting minutes of January 23rd, 2013, 4A1C workshop session meeting minutes of Saturday, January 26th, 2013, 4A1D special session meeting minutes of Saturday, January 26th, 2013. Somebody skipped us 10 years.
No, 1,000 years.
Or, I'm sorry, 1,000 years. We're in 30. Okay. 4A2, approval of the January financial report / treasurer's report. And 4A3, approval of the bills list of February 8th, 2013. 4A4 is approval of family medical leave extension for employee 4065. And that's it.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye.
Mrs. Wildeveld?
Aye.
Mrs. Lenz? Aye. Mrs. Kenny?
Aye. Motion carries. Is there anything from the financial director that you would like to address? No, not at this time. Any questions from board members? Okay. Thank you. Next item is old business. We have committee reports. We have several committee reports. The first one is the superintendent's advisory.
The superintendent advisory committee met on February 6th at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Progressing beyond our basic infrastructure project, committee members discussed future technology needs. Common Core implementation and the PARC assessment are the catalysts which will guide our future technology pathway. The committee was made aware that the current equipment in the main computer lab in each of the schools is now NWEA and PARC ready. Future committee discussions will help outline necessary steps to put technology into the hands of students and teachers. In terms of funding sources, the chef's outreach to the Frankfurt Chamber of Commerce was noted and applauded. The committee also discussed school safety in terms of the parent communication component and enhanced visitor check-in procedures. Next meeting is 6 p.m. on Monday, March 18th at the District Administrative Center.
Okay. The next meeting was the foundation. Did you have anything you wanted to bring up from the foundation meeting?
I still have tickets for sale, and they're moving along. They did complete the technology in two of the buildings, correct?
They did. Wireless is now installed in two, and we have two buildings to go.
Yes. I left my notes there. Oh. So I asked which buildings. I was kind of giving you the side there. And also, remember that April 23rd is the Dancing with the Teachers. It should be exciting. March 23rd. It should be exciting. So if you still need tickets, come and see me.
Okay. And the last is the negotiation committee meeting.
Yep, the board negotiation team met on Monday, this past Monday, February 11th. And that team members were myself, Mr. Peros, Mrs. Borgens. We were joined, of course, by Superintendent Raines and also our board attorney, Scott Nemenick. And just went into closed session for some preliminary discussion regarding negotiations. So that was it.
Next item under new business, acceptance of gifts from school organizations. Can I have a motion that the board approve with appreciation of the Board of Education the gifts from Arbory Hills Elementary Stars Gifts in the amount of approximately $1,946, Dr. Julian Rogas Resco Gifts in the amount of approximately $22,055.70, Frankfurt Square School SCO Gifts in the amount of approximately $500, Indian Trail SCO Gifts in the amount of approximately $7,518.19, Hilda Walker School SCO Gifts in the amount of approximately $1,449.33, Summit Hill Junior High SCO Gifts in the amount of approximately $945.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to thank, if anyone is here from any of the SCOs, if the principals would pass on our gratitude. And in our board book is included all of the things that have been donated with this money from the different organizations. And it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. I just cannot believe how much has been generated from these organizations to give the students extras that we as a district just can't afford from our very limited budget. Thank you so much.
Sean, did you add it up?
You always do.
You always do.
Tonight was the night that
it's about $35,000.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
A lot of hard work. Okay, the next item is approval of mileage reimbursement. And this changes frequently, and the state will give us the amounts that are acceptable for reimbursement for any of our school personnel that have to travel. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education set the reimbursement amount for mileage incurred by an employee while in the performance of duties as an employee or board member of Summit Hill School District to be 56.5 cents per mile.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Wildeveld?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Mrs. Lund? Aye. Mrs. Kenny?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. The next item is the PMA contract, and I don't know if there are any questions. I think we covered just about everything at our workshop, and Mrs. Raines, I checked with her, and she hadn't gotten any further questions.
No,
so
none.
At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education accept the contract with PMA for the financial planning program at a fee of $8,500 annually?
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Wildeveld?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye.
Mrs. Lenz? Aye. Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Ms. Kenny?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. This should be very, very helpful to our financial department and all of our administration to know
for planning
instantly how to plan and what effect any type of financial situation will cause. So I think it'll be just really, really good. And next is President's comments. This is one of my comments. I am very, very grateful. I'm happy to see that we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. I just can't say enough about how I feel about this as far as financial planning goes. We have, over the years, done 10-year plans. And the thing about this one is that we can do it right now. We can find out. We don't have to wait until a 10-year cycle goes past, or even a 5-year cycle goes past, and try and figure out how to change those graphs and the meaning of those financial issues in different periods of time. And I think it's just wonderful. So that's my comment. And also, I would like to say I'm very enthusiastic about all the children we're going to recognize tonight. I know we haven't done it yet, but my comments are coming before we're doing it. And all of the SEOs, well, I just thank the SEOs too. But and I did ask our principals to please thank them. We really appreciate it. Okay, thank you very much. Enrollment report, superintendent and staff reports.
We continue to remain within board guidelines at every grade level and every school. We have 3,292 students in Summit Hill classrooms, 89 students in District 843 programs, and 4 students in outside placements.
And thank you for including the enrollment at the start of the year. That really helps us get a picture of the enrollment growth or decrease.
Was the enrollment at the start of the year the 3,400? Was that with the 89?
That is all inclusive. And as you see on the third page, I think it's page 100 in your board book, we also began doing the, every month we'll give you a historical enrollment so that the graph will help you be able to see month to month throughout the year, which is something that you had asked for, I believe, last board meeting.
Well, also last year, the same time. It used to say last year this time, and then
the chart would typically show you,
so we could see the decline and increase.
That helps.
That helps, yes, as well. And that's why we went to the second page, which is a little more detailed. The reason why we couldn't go year to year is because of the disbursement of children from Mary Drew, so it wouldn't have given you an accurate picture. But next year we could.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is Teachers Institute.
We are making final preparations for our Friday Institute. We'll begin the morning with our PDA Common Core expert who will address the full group at 8 a.m. She's just returned from a trip to Boston where she has been writing Common Core ELA questions for the park assessments, so we're looking forward to that report. Afterwards, the teachers will work in grade level teams to complete their writing rubrics and writing prompts to be piloted later in the spring. At approximately 1 p.m., the teachers will then vertically articulate, means, you know, the kindergarten teachers with grade 1 teachers, grade 1 with grade 2, 2 with 3, et cetera, so that's to ensure the progression of rigor that's aligned from grade level to grade level. At 2 o'clock, we're looking forward to having Dwayne Davis come and speak to the full group on with a safety update. And then the teachers will be taking the 5 essentials survey, of which you have the questions at your board table. We do look forward to a very exciting day at Summit Hill Junior High and ask that you please join us if your schedule permits.
How much time are you going to allow for that survey? There's an awful lot of questions on there.
We have between 20 and 30 minutes, which is what the state is asking us to allow. And the survey has 125 questions for teachers. Now, the teachers...
This is really 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. This is pages and pages and pages.
Mm-hmm. And again, these are the guidelines from the state. We allow them time during the institute to take the survey. They can skip questions. They don't have to follow through all of them.
So we're allowing the teachers enough time to take it?
Mm-hmm.
For sure?
Yes.
Because this is very long. This is a huge packet.
Yeah, I was surprised how much was in there. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Okay.
And that concludes my report.
Okay. The next item is closed session, which we do not have tonight. Some of our students are here, but not all of them yet. We haven't gotten a word that they're coming, huh?
It should be very shortly that the principal will let us know.
Okay. Next item is board comments. So if any board members have anything they'd like to say...
Thank you to all the SEOs for all their hard work. $35,000 is a lot of money to raise for the kids. And it just for all the enrichment that it gives the students, it's wonderful. All the hard work these parents put in daily. Pam is here. Anyone else?
I just second what Mrs. Murphy said about the SEOs and want to congratulate our students in advance of getting recognized. I know we're celebrating academic excellence and History B and Spelling B winners tonight. Also, our percussion ensembles from the junior high took part in a day of percussion at Vandercook College, which is up in part of IIT, on Saturday, February 2nd, and they performed, as always, wonderfully. And it was, again, clinic style, kind of like what they did with the Jazz Fest over at Lingway Central. So they performed, and then they had these instructors and musicians come and give them advice, and we'll have them replay sections of the song and so forth. So our kids, as always, played well, were extremely well-behaved, very, very proud of them. So.
Didn't they do a workshop at Lincoln Way North as well?
There was a All-Stars or something like that. Yes. Yeah, there was another event too.
So. In the paper.
Yep.
Well, I would congratulate, but then I'll repeat what all you said. So, remember the Dancing with the Teachers. Also, remember the spaghetti dinner for the band is the Saturday prior to the Dancing with the Teachers. It's always the Saturday before Palm Sunday. So if you need tickets for that, I might be able to provide that also. I have multiple
tickets.
You're
like StubHub over here, right?
For the low, low price. I also have tickets for the fish fry.
These are at market prices, right? You're not jacking any prices.
I'm not making any profit on any of the tickets that I hold.
You're the go-to person.
Right, I was going to say, there's plenty going around in our district. I'd like to personally invite each of you to the pizza tasting contest that will be held at Hilda Walker on February 26th for a young lady who is in our district. She's part of our 843 district. Her name is Bella. So if you would like to come out and support her and her little brother, Liam, who is a student at Frankfurt Square, I'd greatly appreciate it. You have tickets for that, too.
You do? Okay.
Sure, I do.
All right. See me after the meeting. Because otherwise I'll have to stick that up somewhere so I don't forget it. Okay, I think our students are all here at this time, so we would like to go back to that item on the agenda, which is the recognition of students. If our principals could come forward. The first is...
Would Mrs. Hodson come forward for the History Bee winners?
Okay. Good evening. You spoke about a night of excellence, of academic excellence, and that's exactly what I'm here to tell you about. I'm so proud of the four boys I'm going to talk to you about because... We started the History Bee this year on Ms. Rain's suggestion, and it's amazing because our kids, not only do we have a good turnout of kids that wanting to be a part of it, but we had to go ahead and have a selection and narrow it down because we had too many to go ahead and to participate in the actual spelling in the actual History Bee. And basically what happened is we had about 15 kids that went ahead and were interested in being a part of it. We had to narrow that down to four that could actually go ahead and try to take a regional qualifying exam. We had absolutely no idea how our kids would actually place, but all four of our students placed, and I'm so proud of them. Not only does it show academic excellence, but it also shows how fast they can think on their feet and what a lifelong skill you'll always have. So what they're qualifying for, just so that you know, is a regional going on to regional finals in a History Bee, and it's going to be taking place on April Fool's Day. And I kid with the kids because I said you should make fools out of everyone else, but and bring us home a win. But basically, what's going to happen is they're going to go into the city and they're going to have basically like a Jeopardy style type game that they're going to be playing in. So I think it's a great experience for us, and it's a great way for them to represent our school. So I'd like to go ahead and present to you the four boys that qualified to move on. First, Ryan Burns, and well, I'm so proud of Ryan. Ryan, why don't you come on up? I'm so proud of him because he's a seventh grader that beat out the eighth graders to go ahead and qualify. But not only to qualify, but also to be able to go on to the regional finals. So with a score of 117, he qualified for the regional finals. So good job, Ryan. Congratulations. And Jack Zinski is the next person. Jack, why don't you come on up? You'll be hearing a lot about Jack Zinsky, but Jack is one of our eighth graders, and we're very proud of you, Jack. So thank you so much for doing such a great job representing us. Jack qualified for the regional finals with a score of 121. And Hunter Sweeney? You know that we're also very proud of you, Hunter. So thank you so much for being a part of this and representing us so well. And Hunter qualified for the regional finals with a score of 124. And Robert Radke. Robert was our top qualifier. So Robert, we're extremely proud of you. Robert qualified for the regional finals with a score of 152. So wow. Congratulations. You go ahead and participate, and thank you for making us proud.
Yes.
Sure.
Congratulations, boys. Summit Hill School District Board of Education is very proud of you, and good luck. Mrs. Wright, come forward with the Spelling Bee winners.
So on January 31st, Hilda Walker hosted the District Spelling Bee for grades 5 through 8. The students that participated on the 31st were the first, second, and third place winners for the grade level bee that was held at Walker and then at Summit Hill Junior High. All contestants truly did a great job that night. Unfortunately, some of our students were unable to attend today, so we will definitely make sure they receive their certificates. As you hear your name, boys and girls, please come up, okay, and get your certificate. For fifth grade, Rebecca Cruzwick. Come on up. Chase Linsky, come on up. Kevin Galassini, I know, was unable to attend today. Elise Scully? No. Suvidi Shah, I don't think was able to make it. Amanda Beard? No. Jeremy Stokowski? Jacob Hill? Haley Brethren? No. Carly Leva? Ben Frigo was our runner-up. I don't know if he was able to make it today. No. And our District 161 Spelling Bee champion is Jack Zinsky. Jack. Stay for a second. Jack also won, aside from the Spelling Bee, he won an online language course from PowerSpeak. The program includes reading, writing, speaking, and cultural lessons, which are being used by 50,000 students nationwide. In addition, he will be able to earn a free one-year subscription to Britannica Online for Kids.
Wow.
And he will be moving on to our Will County Regional Bee on March 7th. So congratulations to all of you. You did a very nice job. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to see all the interest in spelling.
Get behind a kid.
Mm-hmm.
might be winning by the SEI. I don't know.
You need the piece of paper up for you.
We're scalping tickets.
Oh, yeah. So you're like mini version of StubHub.
Thank you. Thank you, kids. Thanks for all the family support you've gotten. And good luck, Jack, in the next round.
We have some final recognition. It's the Academic Excellence Awards. Arbory Hills School, Frankfurt Square School, and the former Mary Drew School students and staff earned the Illinois State Board of Education's 2012 Illinois Honor Roll Academic Excellence Awards. To earn the honor, schools must have made adequate yearly progress in 2011 and 12, as required by the No Child Left Behind Act, and additionally, 90% of students must have met or exceeded state standards in both reading and math for the three most recent school years. On behalf of the respective schools, I would ask that Jeff Gerard, Jason Isdonis, and Kathy Klein come to the board's table to accept the awards for each school.
Congratulations.
And please pass on our congratulations to all your staff. Thank you so much. Okay. Got to send her out again. Nothing? Okay. There are no public comments. Future meeting dates, February 27th, 2013, Indian Trail School at 7 p.m., March 13th, 2013, at Administrative Center at 7 p.m., and March 27th, 2013, at Arbory Hills School at 7 p.m. I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. And at this time, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? I think you set a record for
so
us.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.